goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C, fax 989-921-5077, regarding Linda McConnell. It's M like Mary, C, capital C-O-N-N, like November, E-L-L. Date of birth 6/18 of 1949. Dear Brian, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. McConnell with stage 2 chronic kidney disease and gradually improving creatinine levels, secondary to long-term NSAID exposure and hyperlipidemia. Her last visit was June 13th of this year. She's still having severe facial itching of unknown etiology. She's seen many dermatologists, and hopefully she'll be getting to the bottom of the itching. She had tried multiple statins and other cholesterol-lowering agents for cholesterol levels of greater than 300. And since her last visit, she was started on Repatha. It's R-E-P, like Paul, A-T-H-A, every 2 weeks. And that has done a really fantastic job of lowering cholesterol without causing any significant side effects. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No edema or claudication symptoms. She does make adequate amounts of urine. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Medications, in addition to Repatha, she takes eye vitamins, a vitamin C, 500 milligram daily, and Synthroid, 75 microgram once daily. Physical examination, the only vital sign she could get for us today was weight at 108.5. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-2 of 2022, and creatinine was improved at 0.61. Previous levels were 0.9 and 0.74. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.2, albumin 4.0, phosphorus is 3.1, cholesterol was 176, triglycerides 56, HDL 64, LDL 101, and cholesterol to HDL ratio was 2.8, which is excellent. And her hemoglobin is 13.1 with normal white count and a normal platelet. Assessment and plan, stage 2 chronic kidney disease, secondary to long-term NSAID exposure, and creatinine levels seem to be improving every time that we are checking them, and hyperlipidemia with remarkable control with the new Repatha injection. The patient should continue to have lab studies done every 6 months for us. She should follow a low-salt diet, and we'll have a follow-up visit with her in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.